is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. U.S. and Allied forces hit dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen days after three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
The U.S. and United Kingdom launching strikes against 36 Houthi targets over 13 locations with support from Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. The nation citing the Houthis' continued threat to global trade and freedom of navigation as their justification for their use of force, saying their aim is to de-escalate tensions and restore stability in the Red Sea.
California bracing for potentially life-threatening storms with a powerful atmospheric river system expected to bring damaging flooding, wind, snow, and waves in areas in Santa Barbara County have been evacuated. Senate and negotiators have struck a deal on a massive border security package, marking a significant breakthrough on this issue. We're expecting to see the text of that proposal this weekend. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds a troubling link between racism online and higher rates of stress and suicide among Black youth. Terry D. reports.
Online racism includes jokes and misinformation, but also censorship or the removal of content posted by Black users. Psychologist Dr. Raquel Martin explains social media is often a representation of what is happening in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The study reveals Black teens with repeated exposure to racist posts internalize the content as threats, resulting in trauma-like symptoms and emotional distress. The Social Media Victims Law Center asserts that online anonymity and beliefs in digital freedom of speech are seen as justifications by those who post white supremacy ideology. Another study finds young people experience an average of 5 posts that include racial discrimination per day. Teens may see the content as teasing, not racial harassment, allowing cyberbullying to thrive. Martin says the apps commonly used by teens could do more to rein in the negative content.
I am not naive enough to think that individuals in the social media realm aren't aware of this. They're very much aware of it, but I also don't think they very much care. And a lot of the times the things they care about are losing money.
Recommendations to counter harmful online content include community, faith-based, and mentoring programs, and to address the stigma in the Black community of seeking therapy and connect teens to mental health resources geared toward youth. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Aaron Jones be back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least 6 games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us, it's finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was, not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys that have been around here, I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We will see partly cloudy skies for today and highs of the upper 40s with light north winds. In the overnight, though, skies will turn mostly clear. We'll drop to the upper 20s. Sunshine, a few clouds around on Monday, with highs topping out in the upper 40s, close to 50 Tuesday. It's 24 at our studios.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Good morning. The music of the stars is on the air. For Valentine's Day, these shows are mighty easy to put together. Oh, and fun. Oh, yeah. We're on the air till high noon every Sunday morning and worldwide at WRJN.com. That's civicmedia.us. And statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. Thanks for being here on the month of love. Stereo as well at 98.1, 99.9, and across the world.
I got the You Don't Love Me, But I Love You Blues. Yeah. You don't love me, but you don't love me. You don't love me. Me, but I love you blues. Yes, got the You Don't Love Me, But I Love You Blues. I love your eyebrows. I love your big toe. I love what's making your fingernails grow. I love your front teeth. and the molars in back. I love what causes your knuckles to crack. Love your two eyeballs, your earlobes and wrists. I love the way tear ducts can make your eyes mist. I love the soft wrinkles at the edge of your eyes. I love the way you wiggle your thighs. But you don't love me, even though I love you. I got the why don't you pay attention to me blues. 'Cause I love everything there's to love about you, but you don't care a bit whatever I do. You go your own way and you don't talk to me. Gee, I love you. Pay attention to me. I love your eyebrows. I love your big toes. I love what's making your fingernails grow. I love your front teeth and the molars in back. And whatever causes your knuckles to crack. I love your elbows, your earlobes and wrists. I love the tear ducts that make your eyes mist. Yeah, I got the you don't love me, but I love you blues. Such an old story. Ain't the one that I choose. Yeah. Got the you don't love me, but I love you blue.
Side. was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
Star.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of seeing you. Oh, that face. My poor heart was praying to hear the groom saying, I do, I do, I do. Oh, that poor fish. I'm sorry. You tripped down the aisle, fell flat on your... Oh, what a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing. Your father was laughing.
Thank you. kidding about Tiny Tim being married on the show, but we are not. It happens tonight.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee this day and unto the end. Amen. Let me kiss the bride.
You sent me, you wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another, but I hope you're happy just the same.
What's the big deal? We ain't going to no Easter parade. We're only going to go bowling.
We've been married 10 years and you've only bought me one dress.
Well, put that on.
Well, I am.
Well, then let's go.
Okay.
All right.
The Three Stooges gave you some idea of what can happen in the small hotel. But nothing happened to the rest of us on our first night in Beverly Hills. Mary Costa was fast asleep. I was about to go to sleep myself when suddenly I heard... Someone in the room across the way was sleeping soundly. So soundly that I knew I couldn't sleep soundly. So I decided to close the window.
If I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you've got a long uvula and it flutters against your palate.
Put out the lights.
Well, he says he can cure it in his office with a simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll let him fix it when we get home.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Hersey pull out your uvula.
Are you out of your mind? In the first place, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. In the second place, we're 3,000 miles from Dr. Hersey. And in the third place, I'm not going to let that medical thief hack on my uvula.
Paderici, Francis Langford.
Did you put the dry cleaning?
Yep, I got it.
Well, that's a surprise. Yep. You never remember anything else. Oh. Did you ask the boss for a raise?
No, I forgot
That's the trouble with you. You've got no backbone. You'll never amount to anything.
Well, I'll ask him tomorrow. Is the monster home yet? Here?
That is no way to talk about my mother. After all, she only visits us twice a year.
I know, but she stays 6 months each time.
Very funny. Oh, you're a real comedian. You ought to be on television, Harry.
Harry? My name isn't Harry. Who are you talking to, Shirley?
Shirley?
Oh, wrong house!
Eddie Albert. Alan Sherman.
It's very clear your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953. If it appears that I've become a grouch, it's all these years of sleeping on the couch. I hear Gibraltar just tumbled, the Rockies just crumbled. I knew they'd go someday, but your mother's here to stay. If she'd go back If she'd just say goodbye, I'd help her pack. And as she left, I'd cry. She just complains with her aches and pains, and her arteries are hard. How come she's out there playing leapfrog in the yard? Her evening snack would feed a herd of elk. Then she sits back and watches Lawrence Welk. I'm taking you and the cherubs, and just like the Arabs, we'll silently steal away and leave Mother here to stay.
Pendant ma voix, elle me follow tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elle me dit des mots d'amour.
Darling!
Yes, sweetheart, what is it?
Would you be a dear and bring me my false eyelash? It's on top of the dresser.
I thought I killed a centipede.
Oh, boy.
This programmer's the worst. Hey, where's the remote control there?
The what?
The channel changer.
It's on the table, dummy.
That's the table. Oh, all right. I got it. He clicks on.
Charlie Chan, I saw that picture 100 times. Hey, roller derby.
Everybody loves somebody.
That's enough of that drunk.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. To this conclusion, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only
this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one.
You can't have none.
You can't have one without the other.
Princess Albert. Big hit, 1956. That's actually from a TV production that never came up, but they saved the music. Here's Giselle McKenzie. Star of your hit parade.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we missed you. I was lonely, for I loved you. Oh, I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby.
You want my-
Stars. Jones just had a birthday back on January 14th. Groucho Marx.
We only have a few minutes here, Groucho. What's the worst film you ever did?
Most of them, I would say.
No, now you know that when your movies play at the various places around the country, that they can't, you can't get into them. People just line up for blocks, and they're hotter than they've ever been now. And
it's a strange thing, and this is true. When we made these pictures, We didn't get any fan mail, occasional letter of somebody.
Yeah.
But now, in 35 years since the pictures, we get over 100 letters a week, fan mail.
Yeah.
The kids are crazy about these pictures.
I know.
And it's most extraordinary.
Who owns them now, Groucho? Do you, the boys, I'm sure...
That... We own pieces of some of them.
You don't?
We don't own all of them. We want that bread.
That's right. Nobody, when you try to save film, even today, the stars never saved anything... or owned anything that they had. The owner was Mary Pickford, and I think Charlie Chaplin owns all of his, right?
Oh, yes, he was very
but
shrewd
I
about
was
that.
Hoping maybe that you boys had produced yours and owned them.
The nicest compliment I've had was Chaplin. I met him in the Brown Derby one day many years ago. He said, "I wish I could talk on the screen the way you do." I said, "I wouldn't worry about it. You're doing all that." He had $50 million by that time. Now his pictures are coming back, and they should, because he was the greatest comedian. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
And probably the richest, I would say. They say he actually has gold bricks in the cellar in Switzerland.
But when he left here, he wasn't allowed to take anything.
That's right.
So
but he had seen to the rights of his films, which supported him.
He saved his film, but he didn't sell them for many, many years. So he was lucky to have overcome it.
Didn't you all marry late in life? All the brothers married relatively late. I mean, I believe Harpo was in his 40s.
Harpo was around 37 when he got married.
Yeah.
He had seen what happened to me in my marriages and decided to stay single as long as possible.
What is the right age to marry?
The first time I got married was the right age, 30.
Yeah.
Are you proposing?
No. No, I was merely looking for advice, or at least to many people who may be considering marriage. I was wondering, you being a somewhat of an expert and the author of Memoirs of a Mangy Lover, might want to...
I think it's much smarter to get a nice girl and live with her than don't get married.
Do you?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Dorsey swings an old style wedding tune, Oh Promise Me. Here's Mickey and Judy.
Our love affair has enough punch in it.
Hmm?
Our love affair.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Jimmy.
Because I got a new arrangement on it.
Oh.
Oh, it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Affair will be such fun, will be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget, from Adam and Eve to scarlet and red. When youth has had its merry flame, spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Isn't ours a lovely love?
Walter Fried.
Isn't this a lovely love affair?
From Strike Up the Band, MGM. Mickey and Judy. That was never a hit by anybody beside them. Happy St. Valentine's Day, everybody. The music of the stars. 1956. Cary Grant. Deborah Carr. Vic Damone had the hit on this. Until high noon today, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars never dies. Back in a moment after CBS News. Of An Affair to Remember, Going My Way, Bells of St. Mary.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.